call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Okay, I've called them before, so.
So I have some.
Looks like we're just going to call them after lunch. On which one?
This is Rose. This was your decision, and we just stuck where we are. And the only difference is the slight from the index increase, and we're still waiting to hear.
Okay, so the only thing on Lowe's is that there was an index increase, and as far as you know, nothing's changed out there.
No.
Okay.
And again, we're just waiting for the final STC ruling to put it where it needs to be.
Okay. So that's all been argued. You're just waiting on a decision. All right. Let me see if I can call them and see what they say.
You're calling Lowe's?
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
Your decision there from 23.
That's BOE 534.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. Please listen closely as our options have changed. If you're calling for a store address, phone number, or direction, please call 1-800-44-LOWE's. If you missed a call from Lowe's or would like to speak to a customer service representative, please press 1.
This ought to be interesting.
For further assistance,
they're going to be a deer in headlights.
If you are calling regarding a claim, parts or service, or a receipt, press 1. If you are calling regarding installed sale, press 2. If you are a vendor or have questions about a certificate of insurance, press 3. If you are calling regarding a Lowe's.com order or a Lowe's card, press 4. You may press pound to return to the previous menu.
We got a.
You were calling regarding a claim.
Oh no, that's not the number we got. Ah, let's. I can just see us getting a hold of an associate. There. All right, I got a different number up there. All right.
Did you say 108 pages?
All right. Yeah. Let's. Well, we made this decision in 23, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
You denied them. And like I said, they took it to the STC, but we've already been through the court. We're waiting for the decision.
Right.
You have reached Brent Alberry at Sacred Drinker. I am away from my desk. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I will return your call as soon as possible.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
This is David Akers at the Taney County Board of Equalization. We had a little time before the lunch hour. We were hoping that maybe we could take you up early, but we'll try again after lunch. Unless you call back in the next few minutes, I suppose. We'll try to take you up first thing after lunch. Thank you. All right. And then...
So Don Ingram, is he coming in on this?
Just a second.
Number 532 needs until 12:30 now.
I'm sorry?
532 needs at least until 12:30.
Well, mm-hmm. It looks like she's going to get called at 1. I'm...
1 o'clock, after lunch at 1.
We've got... What was 531? That's...
It's 32 Acres Ag.
Oh, that's an ag. Okay. Why don't we? I'm trying to see if we could find one, at least one more nightly rental, maybe on the last two pages.
The last page.
Yeah, come sail away.
The last page.
Yep, BOE 571. I'm going to try it.
And that's a value and classification.
You see anything else for them?
I'm looking.
Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know you're scheduled for this afternoon, but we're hoping we might be able to take you up a little bit early.
Oh, sure. I'll see. I don't know if I have all the documents I need, but sure.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions. Is this just a nightly rental property? Excuse me?
Yes.
Okay. Is this the only one that the LLC or the owners of the LLC own in Taney County?
No.
Okay.
No. There's more than one.
Okay. Are the other properties already classified as commercial and you're just seeking a mixed use on this one?
Yes. Come in. That is correct.
Okay, do you want...
Thank you.
What are the other addresses?
What are the other addresses?
They're all in different LLCs. So if you, this particular LLC, that's the only one in that LLC. Is that what you're asking me?
Well, that one, but yes. On the other ones, if the same owners of the LLCs own them, then those other properties... In other words, we only give you the break one time, but the rest of them are commercial. That's how we've been doing it.
Okay. Let me pull up the addresses for you. I'm sorry if I sound unprepared.
No. We called you early. We understand. Does the mail all come to the same place for these, then, I guess, or your different LLCs?
It should come to 27 West. Oh, here we go. One of them is 290 Branson Cove.
290.
And the other one is 1491 Clevenger Cove.
290 Branson Cove and 14 what?
91 Clevenger Cove.
Clevenger. Okay. Have you had these reclassified in the past?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'll tell you.
All right, you've probably already been told, but I'll tell you how we do this or what we've been doing. If someone or, you know, owners own more than one property in Taney County that are in a nightly rental program, we'll give a break on one of them, and you can pick. Usually that's the most valuable one is the one that's picked. And we'll give a 25% commercial, 75% residential on that one. And then on the other properties, they would be classified as 100% commercial, because once there's more than one in a rental program, we look at it as a going business type of thing. So some places aren't even giving, some counties aren't even giving a break on the first one. So we're doing that here, but we assume that there's some personal use and everything else and on the one. So. Anyway, have you checked those other ones out?
Well, I have. The 1491 Clevenger Cove is coming up as a condominium association.
That's weird. No. That's just Rocky Shores. It should be 100%. That one I definitely know.
It's newer. Can I ask the assessor to look at this? Susan, can I have you look at this?
All right, we're having the... one of our board members and the assessor conferring on just looking at Clevenger.
Sure.
So when I pull up the 1491 Clevenger Cove, it's not showing anything.
You just need to go to that spreadsheet that you've got and look at that.
We appreciate you taking us up a little early.
Well, right, I understand that, but this would be incorrect because this is... Doing
right, they might not have the site.
Questions
on valuation, or do you think it just has to do with?
Okay, because it's showing the whole subdivision. But she's saying, but I can't look up.
One of our board members raised. I think you checked off the valuation box as well, but I'm assuming that was related to the classification.
They all go to the same place.
Yeah,
she already said that.
So you're not disputing the appraised value. It's just the classification on this one.
Well, I guess my question is, what is the appraised value on it? That's a good question.
I think the appraised value is showing it's $715,640 on this one.
Okay, I think
that's fine. Okay.
Just really the classification.
Okay. Just hold on a second. We're trying to figure this out on the other one.
Sure.
Do you know if the other ones are already tax commercial or not?
I'm pretty sure that Clevenger's commercial.
You're not sure about the other.
Yeah, see, I can't check Clevenger because it's not coming up right.
I'm not sure. About 220, 290.
Clevenger is showing the whole subdivision. It's not just showing her property for some reason. So I can't check that one, but I would take her at it.
I'm sorry, what?
Does she get the mail for the association or something?
Do you get the mail for the association in Clevenger?
What do you mean do I get from the mail for the association?
Well, for some reason, we've got it showing. It's showing that that address is coming up for the whole.
Three.
For the whole Clevenger Cove. It's really kind of odd. We're trying to figure it out.
Oh, that is odd. I have to look at it.
I think. So I'm showing a different address, I think, is the problem. She gave us 1491 Clevenger Cove. And you're saying that's the Rocky Shores?
Yeah.
I'm showing.
That's the Rocky Shores. Let me see if I have
175 Rocky Shores.
It's coming up as a different address, 175 mm-hmm. Rocky Shores.
Yeah.
That was the address pre-construction. I guess that hasn't been changed. You know how that goes.
Oh, it was a pre-construction address. Gotcha. Okay.
So that's
1491 Clevenger Cove is the active.
Okay, and that one does show.
We're all of these. So we're good. All of these were active nightly rentals as of January 1 of this year, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, and then on Clevenger, the 290?
Yeah, we're
as
good.
Well. Okay, so this one would qualify for the mixed use.
Yes.
Okay. All right, as to BOE 571, based on the taxpayer's withdrawal of the value claim, make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You get a decision within a couple of days, and we thank you for owning in Taney County.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, let's try BOE 574 before we break for lunch.
That's just classification.
Looks like we'll be able to get out of it pretty early.
I hope so.
Which is good, because I was supposed to. I'm going to try Don again, too, if we can.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
This is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got you on the docket later this afternoon, but we have been able to clear out a lot of our dockets, so we'll try to catch you right after lunch. Hopefully you can take this up early with us. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You also had Table Rock Lodges.
Oh, yeah, that Table Rock, because I told him I'd call. Did we ever get on Eddie? Okay. What is that? Our here.
I don't know. Do you know what BOE number that was?
It says on the sticky notes.
Okay.
393, I think.
The number is not answering. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
IT swears it's either 1 or 9 you're putting in front of it.
I'm not. But the thing is that the number starts with 9. This is David Akers of Taney County BOE. Got our other panel members here. I've disclosed to them that I've had some email correspondence with you, and I just wanted to verify. You've got just one rental property here in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental program?
That is correct, 210 Poolside Pass.
Okay. And I think maybe I've given you the explanation on this, but if you just have one property in Taney County, we give you a break on the first one, do 25% commercial, 75% residential, but if you acquire any more, put them in a rental program, they'd be 100% commercial.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm aware of that. So.
All right, good. What I'll do is, as to BOE 393, I would make a motion to classify it as mixed use.